This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أما بعد قال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه رياض الصالحين في باب فضل العلم تعلما والتعليما لله. يحيى بن شرف says in his book entitled The Gardens of the Righteous in the chapter of the virtue of knowledge, the virtue of knowledge, teaching and learning it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talked about a hadith a couple of days ago, and we talked about that when a man dies, or an individual dies, everything, all of his actions are null, all of his actions come to an end, except three things that will benefit him when he or she is in his grave. What are those three things? Who remembers? Sorry? There's three. Okay, so he said his kids. When we say kids, what exactly though? Waladun salihun. Make dua from, yes. Waladun salihun yad'u lahu. And the second one is what? Charity, donation, yes. All three together, yes. Charity, the sadaqatun, what do you call it? Jariya, naam. Sadaqatun jariya. Jariya, right? Continuous charity, exactly. That's what it translates to, literally. And then the last one was what? It was knowledge one. It was we had the tanween with the English sometimes, you know. Alhamdulillah. But it was knowledge. The knowledge that what? That is beneficial. The knowledge in which is beneficial to people. So those are the three things, inshallah ta'ala. So the second hadith is where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, or another hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam subhanAllah brings a reality for all of us in regards to this life. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الدنيا ملعونة ملعون ما فيها إلا ذكر الله تعالى وما ولاه وعالما أو متعلما. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the dunya ملعونة. He said that the world and what it, and all that it contains is cursed. It is accursed, except for the remembrance of Allah, that which pleases Allah, and the religious scholars and the seekers of knowledge. The religion of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah, the scholars and the seekers of knowledge. And this hadith is reported on a Tirmidhi, in his book of asceticism. That he says the dunya is mal'unun, and everything that is in it is cursed, except the remembrance of Allah. And what follows it, the alim, the scholar, and the muta'allim. So the asl, and this is important for us to know, when we study the deen, especially when you study fiqh, it gives you a process, it gives you a framework. So when you look in the books of Islamic law, or in any discipline in particular, one way you can tell a scholar when they write, and the scholars of the past, what they would do, is they would give you the small doses. But those doses are doses that are very comprehensive. So when you go into a basic book of Islamic law, a beginner's book, they give you the foundation. They give you the skeleton. They give you the usul, which we call it, the roots. That which is needed for you to understand if when you're going to get more specific, when you're going to get more in-depth. And that's in any science, right? You're not going to study trigonometry in the sixth grade, unless you're, yani, mashallah, you have our Shaheem, and I see him calling him. We have our young scholars, maybe, right? But the basis is that what? That you study the mabadi' al-ulum, you study the basics before you move on to that which is a little more advanced. So here in knowledge, we take what is called the usul. And the usul is the foundation. So here the Prophet ﷺ is giving a foundational understanding and, dare we say, perception of this world. And he says it is mal'unatun. The asl fi dunya, asl ad-dunya annaha mal'una. That the foundation, understanding of this worldly life is that it is cursed. That it is cursed. And when you think about it, that's the foundation, and the exceptions is what takes us outside of that foundation, to where one can be excluded from that foundational understanding or perception. So he says that it is cursed in all that it contains, except for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. dhikrullah. Now the remembrance of Allah is with the tongue. The remembrance of Allah is with the limbs. The remembrance of Allah is with the heart. So when we talk about with the tongue, what's one example of remembrance of Allah with the tongue? Like what? Astaghfirullah. And salat is the most comprehensive because you're saying so many adhkar, you're reciting the best dhikr, which is what? The Quran. And then you're saying astaghfirullah, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, yani atahiyyatu lillah. All of this is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're doing this in a matter of 5 minutes. Your limbs and your heart, all of these pillars of iman are all shaghah, they're all busy. What is an example of dhikr of Allah of the heart? What's an example of remembrance of Allah with the heart? Remembering His favor. Remember we talked about the two things? Mutala'atul mushahadatul minna. Remembering the blessings of Allah. That's dhikr of Allah. Anything that is connected with the action of Allah is remembrance of Allah. So when we think about our kids, we look at our kids, it could be the remembrance of Allah if our intention is correct. If we say, subhanAllah, what's the name of Allah that's associated with children? What's one name of Allah that we can associate with our children? Rahman. Why? Why mercy? Because Allah is going to be merciful with you because I'm very angry right now. What's the connection of Rahman and my child? Sorry? How? Give me an example. So he said love. What do you mean? So that love, because of that love, you have mercy on your, what? Children. So that's a remember. All of that is remembrance of Allah. When you look at your children, you think, subhanAllah, Allah has mercy. Allah has mercy on my child. My child is very sick right now. And look at Allah's mercy. Look at Allah's mercy that He's given my child. You know, subhanAllah, there was, subhanAllah, a sister I knew back in my other city that she had miscarriage 3 times. But now she has 3 children. She could have given up. She persevered time, talked to her. I said, you know, after the first child, inshallah. No, I trust in Allah, subhanAllah, ta'ala. Trust. So now that she looks at her children, it's like there were 3 other attempts before. Allah, subhanAllah, ta'ala, is Ar-Razzaq. Allah is Ar-Rahman. Allah is Al-Wadud. Allah is Ar-Rahim. Right, all of these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you think of these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when looking at the creation, that's the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, what it contains, except the religious scholars and the seekers of knowledge. So the remembrance of Allah and what pleases Allah, the religious scholars. Why the religious scholars? Why is that? He said, this world is accursed, everything that is in it, except the remembrance of Allah and what is pleased with it, which pleases Allah, the religious scholars and the seekers of knowledge. Why? Why the religious scholars? Well, gatekeepers is a strong word. This is not like, no. But I understand what you're meaning. It's not like we seek forgiveness from them, right? We just say, the gatekeepers, because they have the knowledge of what? What's the connection? Let's even stick to the wording of the hadith. Because they have the most knowledge of the what? The dhikr of Allah. Right? So the first thing Prophet ﷺ said is the remembrance of Allah and what pleases Allah. The ones that have the most knowledge of the remembrance of Allah is who? The ulama, the scholars. The scholars. The people that have devoted their life. Now, when we're talking about scholars, we're talking about, for instance, this individual here, Imam An-Nawi, Abu Zakariya, Yahya ibn Sharif An-Nawi. Do you know that this individual died in his 40s, at the age of 42? How many of you have heard this book before, Riyadh al-Salihin? You'll find this in every masjid. This individual did not get married, and this is one of his books. He has numerous books in the books of the science of hadith and in Shafi'i fiqh. He was a Shafi'i scholar. And he died before 50. Devoted his life to teaching people the dhikr of Allah. Right now we're sitting in a halaqat al-dhikr. This is remembrance of Allah. We're reading the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together in the masjid for 20 minutes. It's probably the most blessed 20 minutes of our day. Right? Maybe. Again, depending on our attention. So this sitting together with the remembrance of Allah, the Prophet ﷺ has spoken about it in numerous hadith, that the angels, حَفَّتُمْ الْمَلَائِكَ وَذَكْرَمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَ, that the angels will surround us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention us. Imagine, Allah is mentioning us right now. So the scholars are the ones that, you know, relay this type of knowledge to the people, and then also the seekers of knowledge. The seekers of knowledge. Who are the seekers of knowledge? Sorry?
All human beings want to learn about Islam.
Please say that again.
All human beings of humanity want to learn about Islam.
Yes. All human beings or humanity that what?
Want to
learn about Islam. Because in Arabic is talib al-ilm, is the one or the muta'allim here. The one that learns. So if you're getting into a business transaction and you come to your imam or you go to Sheikh Ghughal, yeah, we don't hope you don't go to Sheikh Ghughal, yeah. But you go to someone of knowledge. You go to the alim that was mentioned before, or the one that is of a lesser level, and they studied, and you want to know, what does Islam say about? That's a student of knowledge. You have sought knowledge of, because you easily could have said, I know Islam says this, but this is a business transaction, yeah. This is the religion and this is state, yeah. This is different. No, but you took an effort to learn what Islam says about this event in my life, because Allah is the one that gave me life and Allah is the one that gave me Islam. So I want to connect the two. That's a student of knowledge. So the more that you do that, the more you will not fall victim of the dunya, because the dunya is cursed. Even the word dunya linguistically comes from that which is low. The verb is dana yadnu, which means to go low. So if I was to say, oh, I was standing up, قُمْتُ ثُمَّ دَنَوْتُ, I stood, then I descended and went low. So the dunya is something that is of low regard. That is why when one seeks the dunya for the sake of the akhirah, they are the khasirin. They are the ones that are at loss. Because you have اشتروا بِحَيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. You have studied, you have purchased this life for something, you have purchased the dunya by using something of this life. Not valuing the akhirah. And that is why it's important that whatever we do, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we prefer what Allah loves and is pleased with over what we love and is over what we love and are pleased with, if what we love is in contradiction with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that understand the reality of this dunya and have the dunya in our hands and not in our hearts, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about the dunya. And we use this dunya only as a means to increase our remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us better Muslims in this life, to where He'll be pleased with us in the next life, inshallah. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسْنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسْنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا رزقا طيبا مباركا فيه يا رب العالمين. يا نصير انصر اخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي سوريا وأويغر يا رب العالمين. وفي حبشة وفي السودان يا رب العالمين وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها يا العزيز يا القوي يا المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا المتكبر وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.